With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced new deals that he says will save Americans billions of dollars on the price they pay for drugs.
This is the biggest thing ever to happen on drug pricing and on health care. This will have a tremendous impact on health care itself.
The president made the announcement this afternoon at the White House.
The companies assembled in this room have agreed to offer all of their drugs to Medicaid and most favored nations pricing. You're going to get most favored nations pricing, meaning they're going to pay our country the lowest price paid anywhere in the world.
The White House says the agreements ensure foreign countries can no longer use price controls to get what he called a free ride on American innovation by guaranteeing most favored nation prices on all new innovative medicines the nine companies bring to the market for Americans. The nightmare in New England is over. Officials say they found the male suspect in the Brown University shooting in Rhode Island dead in a New Hampshire storage facility. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley.
Niz Valente studied at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island on an F-1 visa around 2000 to 2021. He eventually obtained legal permanent resident status.
And police say the suspect apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A jury has found a Wisconsin judge guilty of obstruction for helping a Mexican immigrant dodge federal authorities. Speaking to reporters, U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel says the case should be kept in its proper perspective. The comments airing on WISN-TV.
Some have sought to make this about a larger political battle. While this case is serious for all involved, it is ultimately about a single day, a single bad day, in a public courthouse.
Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan now faces up to 5 years in prison. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple at it again.
Members of the New Hampshire chapter have set up a satanic display outside the State House in Concord in response to the nativity scene that is there to celebrate Christmas. The display consists of a black wreath around a pentagram. It is more modest than the one the temple set up last year in Concord, a full-sized figure of Satan. It was repeatedly vandalized. This year's display also encourages donations to the, quote, Devil's Pantry and emergency food drive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Congress is expressing concern about the Coast Guard's revision of its policy on swastikas, nooses, and other hate symbols. The Guard's planned policy changes would call symbols like swastikas potentially divisive, but would stop short of banning them outright, instead saying that commanders could take steps to remove them from public view and that the rule would not apply to private spaces such as family housing. This is SRN News. The Medicaid fraud scheme in Minnesota is growing. Here's correspondent Haya Panjawi.
Five new defendants have been charged in connection with the Minnesota Housing Services fraud scheme. During a news conference, First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said that federal officials suspect a significant portion of roughly $18 billion paid out by Medicaid to Minnesota programs was fraudulent.
What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial-scale fraud. It's swamping Minnesota and calling into question everything we know about our state.
He said two defendants pocketed $750,000 instead of helping Medicaid recipients find stable housing. Prosecutors allege that they used the proceeds to travel to international destinations, including London and Dubai. Audio courtesy of KSTP. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And near the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 172. The NASDAQ up 264 points. This is SRN News.